KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local, and welcome to the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia for the month of October. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by a new member of the Central Care Cancer Center team, and that's Dr. Omari Credits Iabor, who is a radiation oncologist. Dr. Iabor, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us here.
Always. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, Central Care Cancer Center. We're very fortunate to have great cancer center facility right here in Emporia at 1401 West 12th. You can log on to cccancer.com for more information. And Dr. Iabor is with us here this morning to talk about some of the activities at Central Care Cancer Center. But first, Dr. Iabor, we'd like to learn a bit about you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your background?
Oh, sure. Thank you very much for that question. I'm Omari Credits Iabor, as you already rightly mentioned. I was born in Nigeria, went to medical school in Nigeria, came to the United States in 2015, did some master's program in public health in the Harvard School of Public Health, did 2 years of postdoctoral research fellowship in the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, and then did my radiation oncology residency training at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania State, and also did 1 year of surgical training in West Virginia University. And after my training, I decided to come here to Kansas and meet you guys. Lovely people.
Meet us. What spawned your interest in getting involved in first the medical field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have always had, you know, where I grew up, growing up in Nigeria, there was limited access to care, essentially.
Okay.
For most of, you know, my early childhood, I never saw some, you know, meeting doctors. And that spurred me into going into medical training. I wanted to be like someone who partake in the care of my people, essentially, because there were deficits of healthcare workers, essentially. In medical school, I found oncology to be a rare field. Most people, we had no oncologists. Back then, when I was trained in Nigeria, we just had about 7 oncologists, radiation oncologists in the entire country. And I decided I was also going to make a change in this area. And then I came to the United States for training because that was the best place I could get training. And coming here, it's been a blessing for me. And from there, I decided to come to Emporia, okay. You know, mostly to serve areas that I feel need more hands.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, why specifically Kansas and why specifically Emporia?
Yeah, I'm more interested in bringing care, and just that's based on my own upbringing and my own life experience. I'm much more interested in bringing care to people close at home. You know, we have the big cities and we have cancer care pretty much, and sometimes it's even redundant. You have all the advanced technology and therapeutics saturated in the big cities. And I think it's high time we take things to, you know, areas that need more of it. And so bringing care closer home to people has always been my priority. And Emporia was just a great place to express that. And
well, yeah, we're very fortunate to have Central Care Cancer Center here. So it can save people a lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. And get the quality care right here. And let's talk about some of the radiation therapy services that are available and you provide here at Central Care Cancer Center.
Yeah, so we have virtually every modality, almost every modality necessary for the treatment of almost every cancers. Essentially, the more important modalities, we do external beam radiation therapy. We do intensity modulated treatment, 3D. Volumetric art treatment, and we are capable of treating virtually every cancer, from head and neck cancers to brain tumors to prostate cancer to cervical cancer to gastrointestinal cancers and all kind of cancers, essentially. There might be some technology, some sort of cancers that may warrant, not many, very few, maybe pediatric cancers that may warrant us to refer to the big cities, but almost every adult cancer I can think of we virtually can treat here.
Yeah, that's
you don't need to travel anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so that's something that patients really should consider then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, here at Central Care Cancer Center in Emporia. And we're with Dr. Omari Credits Iabor here, radiation oncologist, Central Care Cancer Center, on our Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia here, Monday edition. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Ron Thomas hosting the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. This is the October program, Central Care Cancer Center at 1401 West 12th in Emporia. You can call 342-1117, or for more information, log on to cccancer.com. We're very pleased to be joined this morning by a new member of the Central Care Cancer Center team, and that's Dr. Amari Credits Ibora, who is with us. And Doctor, you said you started, when did you start here?
August.
In August,
yeah.
So you've been here a couple of months. Things going so far so good?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's you're happy people here, and I love it.
Happy people here. And so what about the technology that we offer at Central Care Cancer Center? Do you like what we're able to offer patients here?
Yeah, pretty much. We offer what I would, you know, call standard of care, or even above standard of care currently. Like I said, virtually all radiation techniques, you know, are available here. Whatever kind of cancer you have, we can essentially treat. We do stereotactic body radiation therapy. We do radiosurgery specifically for brain tumors, and we're able to do anything. And then we have a very robust medical oncology team that is very supportive and that work together with us.
So what are the types of cancer that you treat with radiation therapy?
Oh, yeah. Radiation therapy is mostly used in the management of solid tumors. And of course, there's a role also for liquid tumors, hematologic malignancies. But lung cancers, brain cancers, prostate cancers, GI cancers like rectal cancers, pancreatic cancers, the list goes on and on. Virtually every cancer can, most cancers at least, can be managed with radiation. Either it's given adjuvantly after surgery, or it's even the definitive treatment in some cases.
Okay. Yeah. So for those specific cancers, what are some common symptoms that you know, people should be aware of?
Yeah, it varies for the different sites. You know, most of our breast cancer patients don't even present with symptoms. They just go for their regular mammogram, you know, screening exercises, and they find a lump that is biopsy turned out to be breast cancer, and they come to, you know, they come to us and go to the surgeons as well for treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't, you know, show any symptoms per se. Some cancers don't. You just find them routinely on screening, and some other cancers, unfortunately, depend on the stage and level of advancement, could present with pain, bone symptoms, headaches, and things like that. It's a myriad. It's a wide range of symptoms constellation. It varies for virtually every cancer. Rectal cancer could present with rectal bleed, and things like that.
Well, Dr. Ibora, how important is early detection for cancers that require radiation therapy?
Oh, very critical. It's important to early detection cannot be overemphasized. And in fact, at the Newman Regional Hospital, which we work in collaboration with, we are sort of introducing some screening programs to detect early cancer. It could tell, it could be the difference between life and death, the difference between cure and palliation, essentially, your ability to detect the cancers early. Most cancers have, you know, changed in pattern of survival just because we've been able to, we've advanced in our ability to detect them earlier.
So are there certain steps people can take if they're interested in getting screened for cancer here at Central Care Cancer Center?
Absolutely. Just visit your primary care regularly. We have some cancer screening programs here at Newman Regional Hospital in collaboration with the Central Care Cancer Center, breast cancer screening, prostate cancer screening, even colon cancer screening for those who are at risk. Lung cancer as well. You could do low-dose CT if you're a smoker, or if you have a history of smoking in the past few years. So we have all of the smoke, please. You just have to establish care with your primary care, and your primary care would make the appropriate referral for your screening.
This is the Central Care Cancer Center,
yes.
October Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. We're very pleased to have with us Dr. Amari Credits Ibora with us, who is a radiation oncologist at Central Care Cancer Center. Stay tuned. We are back with more right after this. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. This is the Central Care Cancer Center October edition of the Talk of Emporia. Every second Monday of the month, we're very pleased to be joined by a member of the Central Care Cancer Center team, of course, located right here in Emporia, 1401 West 12th. Log on to cccancer.com for more information, or you can call 342-1117. And we're very pleased and fortunate to have with us on this month's program Dr. Omari Credits Iabor, a radiation oncologist, a new radiation oncologist with Central Care Cancer Center. He has been with us since August of this year. And Dr. Iabor, let's talk about some patient guidance and what advice would you give to a patient who has just been diagnosed with cancer and is considering radiation therapy as a treatment option?
Sure. First thing, don't get too nervous. Don't panic. It's hard to say that. Just establish your care. Come over to us, and we'll give you the best treatment available. And, of course, we always go through the process. It varies for the different cancers. And whatever cancer you're diagnosed with, we tell you what to expect, what the outcome look like. And then we give you, an information regarding expected side effects, or if there is no side effect, we also let you know that and tell you how to manage it. But one thing I want to say is you don't have to travel far anymore. You don't have to go to Kansas City. You don't have to go to Manhattan. You don't have to go to Topeka. You don't have to go anywhere. You have the cancer care just right at your backyard, at your doorstep. So you just have to work there. And there are many studies that have shown that patients who have to travel longer distance to get cancer care have worse outcome. And so it's a great thing that we have a cancer care in our cancer center in our community that can take care of us, and we should maximize it to the optimum, to the best we can.
Well, there's a cost to travel, obviously.
Oh yes,
and it can wear on you mentally.
Yes,
about that travel time and
the financial toxicity is what we call financial toxicity with cancer care. Cannot be overemphasized. It's well established in literature that patients who travel longer distance, they go bankrupt, and it's harder. And sometimes there's a lot to the cost that insurance, even if you have insurance, cannot cover. So we always work as a team. We work in a multidisciplinary fashion. We work with the surgeons who are also in various practices, the urologists, the head and neck surgeons, the orthopedic surgeon, if it's a sarcoma or a bone tumor, and the medical oncologist and radiation oncology are both on the same team. And so it's a holistic team, and you have the best you would get anywhere else in the world.
Well, Dr. Iabor, let's talk about some new technologies in cancer treatment. What are some of the latest technologies or advancements in radiation therapy that has you excited?
This is not very new, but we always talk about stereotactic body radiation therapy. We'll call it SBRT for short. But I'll talk about that because it has really, really changed, what we can care for and the ability to control disease. It has changed the pattern of care essentially. And that definitely means some cancers may not even need surgery anymore. So there are some cancers you think surgery is like, the definitive go-to. Now, that's not the case anymore. We can do SBRT and ablate those cancers. Some patients are not even candidate for surgery. Some patients with lung cancers, we can always do that and cure them. Cure their respective cancers. And now some cancers are now considered curable because of SBRT. So there are some metastatic diseases that you would have thought, oh, this is stage 4 and this is over. Now we can cure them because of SBRT. We have them here, and that's a big game changer in the world of radiation oncology.
So, and we do have these cutting-edge treatments available right here?
Yes.
At Central Care Cancer Center?
Yeah, we have them with us.
That's great. See, we're just so fortunate to have the Central Care Cancer Center right here in our community and in our backyard, as Dr. Iabor has mentioned. Central Care Cancer Center, 1401 West 12th. Again, 342-1117, or you can log on to cccancer.com. Well, Dr. Iabor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Great job here this morning. We look forward to having you back on a future program.
Sure. I'm happy to be here anytime.
And we're not far from me either, right across the street here.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Thank
you. Pretty easy. Dr. Omari Credits Iabor, who is a radiation oncologist with Central Care Cancer Center, with us on the October edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia here on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.